Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Agent's Edge: Secret Strategies to Win Listings and Make Your Fortune Selling Real Estate, is a business and real estate sales book by Jordan Cohen, a highly productive RE Max agent known for his work in both standard and luxury markets. Positioned as a practical guide for real estate professionals, the book focuses on the core skill Cohen sees as most decisive in the business winning listings. Rather than offering broad theory, it concentrates on the mechanics of the listing interview, the structure of a persuasive presentation, and the way an agent can differentiate through language, marketing, and preparation. The book draws heavily on Cohen's own career as an individual agent with long-term experience and high-volume results. And it frames those lessons for agents at different stages of experience. Its purpose is straightforward: to show how real estate agents can present themselves more effectively, earn seller trust, and compete more successfully in a crowded market. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the listing interview is the central competitive moment. A defining idea in the book is that the listing interview matters more than many agents realize. Cohen treats it not as a casual meeting, but as the decisive test that determines whether an agent gets the business at all. This focus shifts attention away from general lead generation and toward the moment when sellers compare agents, evaluate credibility, and decide whom to trust with their property. The practical implication is that agents need a repeatable, structured approach to presenting themselves, not just personality or local familiarity. Cohen's method suggests that preparation should include anticipating seller objections, explaining value clearly, and using the interview to demonstrate command of the selling process. By emphasizing this stage, the book reframes real estate success as a matter of performance under evaluation. That makes the listing interview both a sales conversation and a professional audition, where clarity, confidence, and specificity matter more than broad promises. Secondly, language choices that position the agent as a seller advocate. Another major theme is the importance of strategic language. Cohen argues that small wording differences can alter how sellers perceive the agent's role and seriousness. He avoids language that sounds passive or generic, and instead uses phrasing that presents the agent as actively working for the seller and leading the process. This is not just a stylistic preference, it is a positioning strategy. In a crowded marketplace, agents often sound interchangeable, so language becomes a way to separate authority from sameness. The book suggests that sellers respond to agents who speak in terms of responsibility, process, and outcome rather than vague enthusiasm. That also means the agent must sound like someone managing a business function, not merely hoping for an opportunity. Cohen's approach reflects a broader sales principle: the words used in an initial conversation shape whether the seller sees the agent as a commodity or as a professional, with a professional, a distinct method. The book makes language itself a tool of differentiation. Thirdly, marketing the listing through visual presentation and property storytelling. Cohen devotes substantial attention to how a home is marketed once the listing is won, because presentation quality affects both seller confidence and buyer interest. The book highlights the value of strong photography, careful timing, and polished materials as part of a listing strategy that signals professionalism. This is important because in real estate, marketing is not only about exposure, it is also about how quality is perceived before a buyer ever visits the property. Cohen's emphasis on visuals shows that sellers judge an agent partly by the standard of the marketing they expect to receive. The reasoning is practical: if the listing looks ordinary, the agent looks ordinary, and the property risks being treated as just another home on the market. By contrast, thoughtful marketing creates a sense of distinction and urgency. The book, therefore, treats property marketing as an extension of the listing interview, since the seller wants proof that the agent can turn promise into visible execution. This makes visual presentation a credibility signal as much as a promotional tool. Fourthly, social media and modern tools as extensions of traditional selling skill. Although the book is grounded in classic sales fundamentals, it also recognizes that modern agents operate in a digital environment. Cohen includes social media as part of the marketing mix, but not as a standalone solution. The underlying message is that digital tools are useful only when they support a larger strategy built on skill, consistency, and market understanding. That distinction matters because many real estate books overstate technology while underplaying the basics of selling. Cohen takes the opposite view: online visibility helps, but only if the agent already knows how to win trust and present value in person. This creates a balanced model of practice in which social media amplifies competence rather than replaces it. For agents, the lesson is that platforms, content, and online branding should reinforce the same message conveyed in the listing interview. The book, therefore, treats modern tools as tactical advantages, not shortcuts. Its broader point is that real estate success comes from combining traditional persuasion with contemporary reach. Lastly, a practitioner-driven perspective shaped by high-volume luxury experience. What gives the book much of its force is Cohen's identity as an active practitioner rather than a full-time trainer or theorist. The writing is grounded in a long career built through actual selling, including work with high-profile clients and luxury properties. But the lessons are presented as broadly applicable rather than exclusive to one market segment. That balance is important because it helps the book avoid becoming either a generic motivational text or a narrow luxury market manual. Cohen's perspective is built on repetition, adaptation, and first-hand experience in competitive environments, which makes the advice feel operational rather than abstract. Readers are not asked to admire his results from a distance. They are shown how those results inform everyday selling decisions. The book also uses anecdotes selectively to illustrate principles, not to replace them. This makes it stand out from real estate books that lean heavily on coaching slogans or broad business platitudes. Its credibility comes from the fact that the author is still embedded in the work he is describing. In conclusion, The Agent's Edge is best suited to real estate agents. Especially those who rely on listings, want to improve seller conversion, or need a sharper way to differentiate themselves in competitive markets. It is also useful for newer agents who need a clearer model for presenting value, as well as experienced professionals who want to refine their listing interviews and marketing standards. The main benefit of the book is practical. It translates one highly successful agent's approach into specific sales behaviors that can be studied and adapted. Readers gain insight into how language, presentation structure, visual marketing, and professional positioning work together in the listing process. What makes the book stand out in its category is its narrow focus on winning listings rather than covering real estate broadly. Many industry books emphasize motivation, lead generation, or general business growth, but this one centers on a specific and economically decisive part of the job. Its value lies in that specificity. It is less a broad inspirational guide than a concentrated operating manual for agents who want to compete more effectively for seller business. If you would like to support Jordan Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.